for listening to NPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith. This is the only station that's all about Jesus.
So glad that you are one of the people that are listening right now. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and today on this wonderful day, on this beautiful day, I come back here again to remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you so much. Our Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and He will always be there for you, and He will always be there to do each and everything you thought was never going to be done. His goodness and mercy and His grace, they surround us. They help us achieve things. They help us get over past hurts. They help us progress in life. On this wonderful day, I've come back to talk to you still, like I usually do every other day here on NPC Online Church, Power of Faith. And since we are done with our programs and everything that we have been organizing for you, we thought that this would be the right time for Isaac to come back and talk about Jesus as usual. Now that I'm here, please allow me to start with an opening prayer as we go in for this wonderful session, because I know that the Lord has promised so much for us today, and everything that He has promised us today, we are going to achieve and even more. Before I start this show, I would like to extend my thanks and greetings to all my friends who have been there for me. My mother, Lydia Nakawiya, I love you so much. My sister, Murungi, Victoria, I love you so much. I have so many friends. Even my family itself is big, it's big. It's not like the very extended family you can talk about, but it's a big family. It's a big family that I am proud of. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of everyone that's in my family, and you guys out there. Also, I would like to encourage you to love your family. I would like to encourage you to support your family, support every one of them. Never make them feel less of who they are. Never make them feel less important. Never make them feel less useful to you, okay? Please, 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 in everything you do. I know it's often difficult. It's usually very difficult, but you give it your best. You give it your best, and make sure your family members are feeling very, very well and perfectly well in your presence, and even in your absence, they should be feeling well about you. They should be missing you, not glad that you're gone, okay? Yeah, so that's how it's going. I like to send my greetings out there to my friends, everybody that has been with me through this journey of growing, because I've had a tough time growing up, and I've had a really, really, really tough time growing up. And since I have grown up finally, I would like to thank everybody that has been part of my journey growing up to here. Because growing is not easy. It's never easy to grow up. We are faced with so many problems, so many challenges, many of which we can't even talk about with other people. So growing up is respected, growing up is cherished and loved. So ladies and gentlemen, before we waste any more time, I would like to ask you guys to get humble for a prayer as we start this off. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you for my life. And I thank you for the lives of the people out there. I thank you for each and everyone that is up breathing today. And I thank you for those that are not, those that you chose to come and meet you at this time. It's not a moment of sadness, it's just a moment of destiny. Thank you, Jesus, for each and everything. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have allowed us to do. And thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have kept us from doing, because you have been protecting us all through. And we take it in very good faith. Whenever you show us something that is not supposed to be ours, and you actually take it away from us, we take it in good faith. And we accept your decision over and over again. We shall never stop to accept it. Lord, as we start this session, we beg you, I beg you, I beg you to guide me and lead me through the right way and enable me to deliver the message just the way you knew I would deliver it today. I thank you for my friends, new and old. I thank you for everyone I haven't talked to in a while. And I'd like to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the lives of the millions of people that exist in this world. May this session be a blessing. Amen. Alright, so now that is one part of the show done. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just tuning in right now, my name is Isaac Katarieva, and this is NPC Morning. I am always here discussing important issues, things you need to take at heart, things you never have to forget, things you need to keep with you. And those things are from Jesus. Everything Jesus is here for you in NPC Online Church. And it's always going to be here. Yesterday was our sale day. We had our sale here in Children's Welfare Mission. Because ever since I moved from Janda Namgongo, I've been attending this sale. That is really amazing, by the way. Not like it's better than the one for Janda. It's all the same, because we learn about the same things. But this time round, it wasn't easy. I was held back by work, but still managed to get there anyways. And when I got there, it was really, really, really exciting. They were having this conversation that I found midway. I found it almost done, but still I joined in and asked them my question. You see, we were in Ephesians 4, the part where Jesus went back to the heights of heaven, and that wasn't the problem. The problem was these captives. You know, some Old Testament scholars believe that when Jesus died during his time in death, he preached to a few prisoners and also redeemed the imprisoned saints. Some Old Testament scholars believe that. But our church doesn't seem to think it's the same thing, because we we had thoughts here and there. Thoughts were crossing, and in the end, we came up to the conclusion that maybe we should just let this go and focus on the purpose of the people in church. The body of Christ is building the body. You have to build the body, you have to eat the word so that the body grows. Yeah, because we are all parts of that body. We do a specific function. Respectively, we all do this specific function respectively, and in the end we are supposed to make sure that the message that the Lord wants delivered out there is the actual message that is delivered, not focusing on who you went with. But I promise you guys listening in right now, I am still stuck to the idea that the Lord Jesus saved some souls from hell that day. I'm still up to that thought. I'm still thinking it. I haven't let it go. Though I choose to focus on progressing the kingdom of the Lord, I still would like to understand who he went with to the heights of heaven. I would still like to understand who those captives were, what those captives were, in case the captives weren't actually human. Mr. Pitua Emmanuel thought it's a sin, the burden of sin that he held captive and went with it. The other thought I got in my mind told me that maybe it's the state of captivity that humans were in at that time, because before Jesus died for us, I would like to assume that there was no way we could save ourselves, because it was at the extent that God had to send his own child to save the world. So I think even the devil had some souls trapped or worried. And in the end, it all got worked out. They were all saved. And they all progressed. I would like to shout out to my friends, my new friends on Grow Faith. There's an app called Grow Faith. It's from the Grow Faith company in Reading, UK. And they are very good friends of ours. They are partners in ministry with us here at NPC Online Church or NPC Radio, or you can call us Ngongo Pentecostal Church. These guys are our friends, and I would love to take this chance, this opportunity, to give you this devotional for today, because it is sponsored by Grow Faith Company, Reading, UK. So the Grow Faith Company, Reading, UK, and today's devotion is still going to be a study about hell. You know, people know that hell is real. People fear that hell is real. People fear to go to hell. People fear what might happen if they're just being bad people. But often we forget to acknowledge that even going to heaven is a free gift. Going to heaven is entirely free. And in the Bible, Romans chapter 2, verse 5 to 6 says, "But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done." That is in Romans chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. So today's devotional is about the justice of God. And it extends further. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, he says, "I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne, and the books were opened, including the book of life, and the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books." Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in case you're just tuning in right now, we are just starting the devotional for today, which is a study about the justice of God and the existence of hell and heaven, but both exist freely. So in case you're just tuning in right now, you are in the right time, you're in the right timing. Because you see, we all want justice. When you see evil in the world, something inside out cries so loud. Something inside of us cries so loudly, and it says it's not fair what we are going through. And guess what? God feels the same way, only perfectly. Romans chapter 2 verse 5 to 6 says, because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath. When his righteous judgment will be revealed, God will repay each person according to what they have done. That might sound harsh, but it's actually good news. It means God doesn't overlook evil. Every wrong will be made right. Hell isn't about a cruel God. It's just about God. A just God. Imagine someone rejecting Jesus their whole life and then expecting to live in his presence forever. That wouldn't be justice, wouldn't it? To be something else. God honors our choices even when they lead to eternal separation from him. Justice is a theme that runs throughout scripture. The Bible assures us that there will be a final judgment where all accounts are settled. That is in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. This means that no evil act goes unnoticed by God, and no injustice will go unanswered. But the beauty of God's justice is that he also offers mercy. Through Jesus, we can escape judgment and receive the grace we could never earn. Think about it this way. Imagine a judge who lets a guilty criminal go free simply because they ask. Imagine that. That wouldn't be justice. Right? In the same way, God cannot ignore sin. The penalty must be paid. That is why Jesus gave his sacrifice, an incredible sacrifice. He took the punishment so that we could be declared innocent in God's eyes. And now here is the hope. Jesus took the punishment we deserved so we wouldn't have to face God's judgment. That is grace. Instead of wrath, we can have mercy. Instead of separation, we can have relationship. But we must accept this gift. Ignoring it has eternal consequences. Take a moment today to thank Jesus for taking your place. Because of him, justice and mercy meet at the cross. As we close this devotion, I would like to give you a short prayer. I know you've been going through some stuff. I know you've been thinking about yourself. I know you've been thinking about your life. I know you've been thinking, am I going to heaven? Am I safe? But I would like to take this moment to remind you that you are safe in Jesus. And please pray with me. Pray with me in this one. Let's humble ourselves right now. You can pray with me on this one. Jesus, thank you for taking my punishment. Help me trust your justice and share your mercy with others. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for making it through that devotional with me. It is brought to you by Grow Faith Company, that is in Reading, UK. Remember, you can download the Grow Faith app and also see these beautiful things that we see here. Because these things that we go through every day, the things that we go through every day They keep changing us every day. And we keep thinking, are we worthy anymore? Are we worthy anymore? Are we worthy of the blessings? Are we worthy of each and everything? But I would love to remind you again that God's blessing comes free. His love for us is not attached to anything. His love for us is not attached to anything. It's not attached to material stuff. It's not attached to anything that we are worried about. It's entirely up to us. I would love to send my shout outs right now. There are a few greetings I have to send out to Coach Alvogadro Dizab from St. Jonah High School. Greetings out to you. Greetings out to you. I have so many friends. I'm even expecting some other visitors. Ronnie Rains, Bwire, how you doing, bro? I miss you so much, brother. I hope everything you're doing is going right. I hope everything is perfect. I hope everything is perfectly right. May the good Lord keep you safe, Rain Rains Weary. And everyone out there, I'd like to take this beautiful moment to remind you guys about our nice group. Our nice group, the Christian group that is, by the way, fasting, by the way. They are fasting right now. We have people fasting. People in India, we have Gloria Nandipu. We have Peter is in Nigeria, our favor in Nigeria, our destiny in Nigeria still. We have Treasure. There are people from Zambia, Zimbabwe. We have Jenva in Philippines. We have Ajoke. We have so many people. So many people. So many. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Jenva, you in Philippines. He loves to do good things for God. He loves to do good things for the children. And I hope that the Lord Jesus enables him to do each and everything that he dreams about doing. Happy belated birthday to you, Jenva. You're down in Philippines. We have Pastor Tawaz Novi in Zimbabwe. So many people. The group keeps growing and the group is developing. We are changing, we are becoming better people in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, Pius. Pius, I have a brother called Pius, and he's hopefully going to be around anytime with us here. But let's wait for that. He's going to be passing through anytime. I'd love to also send my greetings out there to you, Ashraf Katumba. It's been long, but trust me, out of mind is never directly proportional to out of sight, eh? Yeah, so never think about it that way. Never think that I've forgotten about you. It's just work. And please, please hang in there.
Please stay on you and what he's asking for.
Hang in there, because I'll be right back. I'll be right back to you. I've not forgotten about you. I've never forgotten about you. I love you guys. You're my friends. You're my tight friends. So getting back at our topic for today, you're tuned into MPC Radio, Power of Faith. And getting back to our topic for today, we're talking about Ephesians 4. And please allow me to leave the captives alone, because the captives brought a very long conversation in our cell last night. Very long conversation, which, by the way, just proceeded after something we talked about before again. Oh God. But thank Jesus, we talked about it and we understood it. We are still understanding it better and better and better and better and better. And better. The sports world is burning with news. The sports world is burning. It's buzzing, actually, not burning. It's buzzing. Sports world is full of news. Sports world is busy right now. We have Champions League games today, actually tonight. Yeah, we have two games actually tomorrow. Yeah, starting tomorrow, sorry about that. We have Champions League games starting tomorrow. Actually tonight, yeah, tonight. Tonight we have Aston Villa going in. Into it with PSG. They are at home. Aston Villa is at home at Villa Park and they are playing PSG. We hope for all the best for them because I would like to see more Premier League sides in the Champions League. But anyways, let's go on. They go into this game with an aggregate of 3-1. They're losing 3-1 to PSG. They lost 3-1 to PSG at their home at Parc des Princes, and now Parc des Princes people, the PSG, I don't know what they call them, where they are. Just like the Madrid guys are called Los Blancos. I don't know what these guys are called. But hey, Aston Villa is going to be playing PSG at Villa Park tonight at 10 p.m. And we hope for all the best. And later tonight, Borussia Dortmund plays FC Barcelona at home. They are at home in their own stadium. And they go into this game very low on aggregate. It's 4-0. Barcelona beat them 4-0 in the first leg of the game. And the first leg was at Camp Nou. We had several goals coming in. We had so many goals. 4 goals in total. We have 4 goals, 4 beautiful goals. Actually basic, more basic, not really very, very beautiful. And if you look at these games, generally Barcelona was in charge of this game. Barcelona was all the way. I believe they deserve to win this. They really deserve to win this. So Barcelona was up to it and they did a really good job defeating Borussia Dortmund at Camp Nou. Now they face a challenge. Borussia Dortmund is at home playing Barcelona. They have to make a miracle. They have to make a miracle. And tomorrow Arsenal plays Real Madrid at the Bernabeu. They played the first leg last week and it ended 3-0 in favor of Arsenal, which result I expected personally. I knew it was going to happen. I didn't even have any interest in watching that game because it was basic. It's like I already knew what was going to happen. So there was no point in going to, I don't even know. I didn't find it very important to even watch that game. I just told the peers I was with and my people here in studio, you know, we always speak to some people, some good people. So I told them that this game, you are watching it for nothing because Arsenal has already won it. I told a few friends and they thought I was bluffing. There are people who didn't believe Arsenal could do anything against Real Madrid. Real Madrid is weak. They were saying Arsenal is weak. Arsenal cannot beat Real Madrid. You guys are dead. It was literally all I was hearing. So the fans don't seem to think Arsenal is strong as it is, but hey, we have learned from experience that Arsenal is not the Arsenal you thought it was. The Arsenal we have right now is a vicious Arsenal that is capable of disappointing you with all your thoughts. Now wait for the second leg. I always talk like this and then And then people say, abantu baseno bogera nyo. Now I'm going to cut the bogera nyo bit and just stick to letting you guys watch what happens, eh? Yeah, let's do it like that. Watch what happens. Just watch closely. Watch closely. You tell me. Because for the very first time, I've seen Arsenal predicted as champions of the Champions League by Opta. Opta, for those who don't know Opta, Opta is a computer AI that has been predicting games ever since it existed. I think for the past 3-4 years, they've been using it to see who is going to come out on top, and it has been right most of the times. And now this time round, Opta says Arsenal is taking the champion's leg, which shouldn't be a surprise, by the way. It shouldn't be a surprise, because Arsenal have been awfully good this season. Arsenal has been very, very consistent. Whatever it is that Arsenal is doing right now, they should not stop doing it, because it's working. It's working the magic, it's working the wonders. And I know that now that Kai Havertz is back, I know that now that Bukayo Saka is back in flesh and blood, I know that now that we have so much going on. Even Calafiori is likely to be back for this game. So I'm very hopeful that we are going to thump. Please mark my words very well. I've used the word thump. We are going to thump Real Madrid tomorrow at the Bernabeu, because like someone said, rice cooks better with a lead on. So if you are choosing to close the lead, then so you get very nice rice, because the lead will be closed and rice cooks better with the lead on. My name is Isaac Katariyeb, and I'm taking you through the games we have. And again, tomorrow, sorry I took you into the Champions League tie of Arsenal and Real Madrid, because it's a very hectic tie. But allow me to take you back to the other fixtures that we have around there. We have Inter Milan playing Bayern Munich, and this goes with Inter Milan ahead. Is that right? No. Inter Milan is not ahead. Oh Lord. Okay, this is very, very difficult right now. This is difficult. Inter Milan got a win at the Allianz Arena. Inter Milan got a win at the Allianz Arena. So right now, what we are about to see in the Champions League is fireworks. That will be tomorrow night. It's going to be thorough fireworks. Real fireworks. Because Inter Milan plays Bayern Munich in the return leg, and this time it's a San Siro. Can Bayern Munich get anything from the San Siro? That is between you and me. But if you think they do, please get back to me on 076-333-2917. 076-333-2917. That is my WhatsApp. You can get back to me and tell me what your thoughts are on this, eh? Yeah, we are going to be having some punditry going inside studio here. We're going to have some nice people tell you about their ideology of sports. I don't support betting, but this gentleman will be talking about betting as well. But hey, don't give up. Nice things are about to come. Nice things are just coming, yeah? All right. Now, I love you guys so much. I love you very, very, very much. And thank you for listening to the station. Thank you for loving us. Thank you very much for giving us your time. Just us, man. It's very special. It's very special that you give us your time. It's special that you talk to us. It's special that you give us all this attention that you give us. And also, I'd like to add that our team, the Uganda Cranes under 17, went through to the World Cup for next year. So they're going to be in Qatar playing the World Cup, the under 17 World Cup, of course. Yes, so many beautiful things is going on. Now, it's incoming. General Muhoozi Kainerugaba confirms that over 300 soldiers were killed in South Sudan in that project that had gone to keep peace in South Sudan. But hey, may the Lord keep them safe. May the Lord keep them very, very safe. May the Lord keep them safe. May the Lord keep their souls safe and the people who have lost. Oh my goodness. Anyways, sorry about that. So now there is something nice that just popped up on my phone, and I would like to share it with you because it's very nice, it's very encouraging. Goalkeepers being sent up for a corner is the last roll of the dice for any losing side, but the occasion when it does pay off, it is well worth the gamble. Alisson, Peter Schmeichel and Jimmy Glass are the last three shortstoppers who became as formidable opponents in the opposition's penalty area as they were in their own. Now, that illustrious fraternity gained a new member recently, with a non-league goalkeeper producing a bicycle kick to send his team into a penalty shootout. Oh my god. Leicester FC's goalkeeper Billy Johnson scored an amazing acrobatic goal in the last minute to equalize for his side. This is very, very beautiful, but it proved to be a bittersweet moment for Johnson as the match went to penalties, where his side were ultimately beaten by Fleetwood Costello and Walton United. Oh no, this is not good. This is not good. So he worked out, he scored and pushed their side to the penalties, but still in the penalties his side lost. It's not good, but hey, he worked so hard. His goal is now in the league of goals, the goals we can never forget, and he is a legend now and forever, and we shall never forget about him. And as we proceed, I would love to also remind you that Uganda, I've already talked about that, the under 17 Uganda team has qualified to play at the first ever World Cup when they beat Gambia. These youngsters went through in Morocco as the Cubs on Saturday made history by securing a ticket to their first ever FIFA World Cup after defeating Gambia 2-1 in a tense qualification playoff at the 2025 Under-17 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. The decisive tie held at the Stade El Abdi El Jadida in Morocco saw Uganda overcome a nervy start to book a place at the 2025 FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Qatar, which will run from 3rd to 27th November this year. It was a brilliant performance from the Cubs on the evening, who recovered quickly after conceding just seconds into the match when Gambia's Ahmed Njindu Kanyi struck in the first minute, putting the baby scorpions ahead early. Senyundo's lads responded with courage and skill when Uganda's number 9 forward James Bogere led the net. Oh god, he hit the net, and he netted a crucial brace in the 13th and 33rd minute to swing momentum in the favor of the day's hosts before the break. The Cubs held firm through the second half with absolutely defending. And staying disciplined in midfield planes, ensuring they protected their lead until the final whistle to ensure history is made for the Ugandan side, who have never played at the World Cup stage in any edition of the FIFA organized competitions. Uganda finished third in Group A, while Gambia were the third place side in Group C and were drawn to play for the extra two slots in the playoffs to join the 8 quarterfinalists who secured the automatic qualification by qualifying for the AFCON Under-17 knockout round. So, world stage is secured. Uganda, a FIFA Under-17 World Cup Qatar 2025 bound, they are playing in the World Cup. The Cubs will now join the continent's elite on the world stage and represent Africa alongside Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Senegal. The Gambia on the other side, who are looking forward to a victory. They were going to their third FIFA Under-17 World Cup, along with participations in 2005 and 2009. We regret the missed chances as Uganda celebrates the milestone. The World Cup in Qatar is expected to showcase the brightest young talents from around the globe, with Germany arriving as the defending champions. This will be the first edition of the tournament to feature an expanded format of 48 teams. That is so nice. And then we have more news coming in. Ugandan English talent Divine Mukasa is being scouted by European giants Bayern Munich and Ajax Amsterdam. This is very, very nice because Ugandan English rising star Divine Mukasa is being scouted by European giants Bayern Munich and Ajax, according to popular Italian journalist Fabrizio Romano. Romano revealed that the Bayern Munich team and Ajax team sent scouts again this month to follow the 17-year-old Manchester City talent. He further added that Manchester City are planning to extend Mukasa's contract to keep him at the club. In September last year, Mukasa gained his first professional contract with Manchester City. This came just a year after joining the club from West Ham. Reports indicate that Mukasa, a left-footed player, is an outstanding technical player with technical ability and has been impressive since then. It is reported that his game, intelligence and calm demeanor allow him to make smart decisions under pressure, earning him admiration from top clubs. Born in England to Laima Mukasa, an English woman, and Sam Mukasa, his Ugandan father, Divine Mukasa has represented England at the under-17 and under-18 levels, though he remains eligible to play for England, Uganda, or Lithuania at the senior level. He can still play for Uganda, and I'm so glad he can. He has already played for England, and that is also good. And now, please allow me to leave you for now, only for now. I'm going to leave you for now. I'll be right back. I love you so much. Thank you so much for staying with us through this wonderful session. This was NPC Morning, an override. And now we are going away. We shall be right back. Please don't go anywhere. We love you so much. And please allow me to close this session off with a prayer. We have ended it with some sports, and I hope you're good with it. Thank you so much for listening. We are Power of Faith. Let's humble ourselves and we pray for this session. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this wonderful session that we had. We thank you for the devotional that we gave out to the people. And Lord Jesus, we pray that everything that we do here helps souls out there, helps millions out there for the better. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your kindness. Thank you, Jesus, for the provision and the abundance. We will forever glorify your name, now and forever. Amen. Thank you very much for listening to NPC Online Church. We love you so much. We love you very, very much. My name is Isaac Katerima. Please allow me to leave you for now. I'll be leaving you, but I'll be back. I'm not going away forever. I'll be back in a few. Enjoy the station. I love you very much, very, very much, very, very, very much. And please don't forget to tune in every other day for this power of your faith. My name is Isaac Katerieva once again. And in case you're just coming right now, you've not missed anything. We're going to put this show back for you to listen to it. But you can stay on the station still because there's so many nice things going on. I love you very much, very, very much. And to everybody out there, thank you so much for loving NPC Online Church or NPC Radio. People in Grenada, people in Indonesia, people in India, people in Kampala, especially Kampala. Ugandan people love our station. And it's so nice. Most of our listeners are from here. And then we have so many people in Canada. We have people in USA. We have people in the UK. We have people in Belgium. We have people all over the world listening in. And we love them so much. We have people in China. We have pings. See, whenever you check on our station, we get pings everywhere around the world. We say, somebody in Kenya, somebody in Nigeria, somebody in Zimbabwe, somebody in Morocco, somebody in Greenland, somebody everywhere out there around the world. They are always checking on us, and we always see it and we appreciate it so much. We love you very, very much. Please have a nice day. I love you so much, personally. I love you so much, my daughter Astrid. I love you so much, Stacy. I love you so much, Izzy Ezekiel. He's my new brother. I love you so much. Everybody out there, I love you very, very much. I already said I love you to my mother. I love you, Sarah. I already said I love you to my friends. And then I would like to say I love you to all my obis and OGs. all the schools I've been through, Five Star High School, Mbara High School, Mbara Junior School, people who went to St. Michael High School, people who went to Namgong Secondary Vocational School, I love you so much. And the people who went to Kampala International University, I love you guys so much as well. Have a nice time. So much is coming for you here on this station. Just don't go anywhere. Share it with more people. Share it with more people. My brother Ojungu Tomar, I love you so much. Ojungu Tommy, he's my brother Tommy. I hope you choose Jesus anytime now. Okay, now I'm not going to waste more of your time, eh? Okay, bye bye for now. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. I have so many surprises for ya. Bye bye.
We are Power of Faith. Thank you for listening to NBC Online Church.
Easy.